Beginning in the 1990s, there was a considerable effort to understand how much carbon dioxide is going to the oceans and what's driving that uptake and how it may change in the future. And based on that work, we've got now a reasonable understanding of which regions of the ocean take up carbon dioxide, which regions give off carbon dioxide in the subantarctic zone. Is a large sink. It's one of the largest carbon dioxide sinks on Earth. It's where a large fraction of the Earth's fossil fuel CO2 is stored. And it's a region where carbon dioxide that's stored in the surface ocean gets mixed into the deep interior of the ocean. So it's a region that really drives a lot of the uptake of CO2 by the oceans. And the processes that drive that are the physical circulation. The waters from the Southern Ocean move north at the surface. They absorb CO2. They get into the subantarctic zone and they're cold and dense enough to sink into the subsurface waters. And that's a way to get carbon away from contact with the atmosphere and into the deep ocean. It's one of the processes we're trying to understand. There's a lot of biological processes that also drive carbon dioxide into the ocean interior, and we're trying to understand those too. There are a large number of countries in the European Union. France we work with very closely in this region. Japan we also work with, Belgium, the USA, and there are many other countries in the Atlantic that focus on the carbon dioxide exchange there, and others in the North Pacific and in the Southern Ocean. The major countries that do the work in this area are Japan, Australia, France, and the USA.